Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And the name of this show is Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. Now, Kristen, our guest last week was Mark Gurley.
Yes, Mark had a great story about how his road to success and his overcoming adversity that included some time spent in a rehab facility for substance abuse. If you missed his really inspiring story, you can download our podcast from iTunes, search for Howard Holly Presents, or you can listen to it on our website, www.howardhollypresents.com.
And as I said last week, I think what was really interesting is it gives us hope. And so now let's talk about our guest. Our guest today is Ted Anders. And, you know, we've really taken pride in the diversity of the guests that we've brought on board, not just in terms of their background and their experiences, but also in terms of the uniqueness of those experiences. And I think you'll find that Ted definitely fits that definition. So welcome, Ted Anders.
Thank you very much, Howard. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Ted is the co-founder and president of Nature's Nurse International Incorporated. And we'll be talking a bit about that, obviously, during our interview with him today. But one of the things that I want to start with is the fact that Ted is one of those people that's almost one of the originals here. And he moved here, I think, from the Northeast, New York. Down here. So when did you come down? When did your parents bring you down here, Ted?
We actually moved from Virginia.
From Virginia, okay.
All right. In 1966.
All right.
To a very different Flagler County than we have
today.
Where
were you moving from?
Norfolk, Virginia.
You're kidding.
No.
All right.
That's where Howard's from.
I thought so.
Yeah, we talked about that, right? And, you know, I graduated from Booker T. Washington in Norfolk in 1965.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So next year is our 50th. So you came here from my hometown.
Yes.
Right? And what's it been like? What a unique experience?
It was a very unique experience. We came from the ocean shore of Virginia and living in brick home colonial suburbs and came down south in the 60s to Central Florida with lifestyles and segregation like we'd never seen before.
And much different than Norfolk.
Much different than that urban environment, right?
One of the things we used to say about Norfolk is that it's further north than Richmond.
Yes. Much further.
Much further.
Quite a bit of difference there.
That's right. So tell us a bit about your background and what happened to you here and how did you get back here? Because I know you left and ended up being a world traveler.
Yes. Well, for my sisters and myself and my parents, our experience in Flagler County was very formative because it was a very formative time in the nation as we were transitioning as a nation from a segregated nation to an integrated nation. And my father was a leader of integration here in Flagler County.
He was the pastor of First Baptist of the Mill.
Right. And so we got to learn both sides of the town, both sides of the issue. And as long as my sisters and I were quiet, we were allowed to hear a lot that was going on in the church community. And we observed and we watched and we went through the transition from segregation to integration here. And then, although that was very challenging for all the folks involved in the community, we made great friends. And although we only stayed 4 years at that time, my father then went on to become a civil rights investigator in Atlanta in the federal government. We moved to Atlanta, but had great friends here, and then came back over the years to the beach to visit.
Of course.
And then when my parents wanted to retire, this was the quaint little hometown, especially Flagler Beach, that they wanted to come back to. And then my sisters and I have brought our kids here all these years, and now we're spending most of our time here.
So are you full-time here, or are you a snowbird going back and forth?
I'm basically full-time here now.
Okay.
I spend about a week a month in Asheville where we manufacture our natural medicines, which I know we'll talk about.
Yep.
So basically, this is home right now.
Okay. Good, good. So when did you actually come back?
Started returning in early 2000s.
Okay. All
and right. actually built a little neighborhood out in the hammock and got involved in real estate development and part of the growth of the county.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, in between that time, during that time, Ted, you've had a set of interesting experiences that are really the core of your business today.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit after the break about some of the adversity and challenges. But why don't you tell us a bit about your businesses and what its core output is and what you do?
Okay. The Nature's Nurse Company is all about helping wake up Americans, mm-hmm. and indeed the world, to the fact that we can rely on nature for our health. Okay. If we'll take care of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're bringing forward nutraceuticals, natural products, natural mm-hmm. medicines that can help human health and wellness.
Now, are you doing that, things that you're growing here or things that you're importing from around the world?
Both.
Both. Okay. So tell us more about that.
Okay. We actually harvest our main ingredient, red mangrove, mm-hmm. which is just like what grows along the coastlines and down the waterways here in Florida.
All right.
But we harvest it in Fiji on pristine shorelines mm-hmm. where there's no pollution, no heavy metals, no use of fertilizers and so forth. And we harvest according to ancient indigenous practices. And we actually sustain the red mangrove and propagate it mm-hmm. so that we secure the coastline health, the coral reef health, the fisheries, the hatcheries mm-hmm. Of nature. And because of the protection that the Fijian people have done of their resources mm-hmm. and the way they've trained us to harvest in a pruning manner that mm-hmm. grows in the red mangrove, we're able to harvest and produce a lot of product for America, for China, where we're now starting to sell product, and still sustain the environment and respect the local cultures.
Mm-hmm. So let me just test this, Ted. So the red mangrove that grow here in Florida mm-hmm. are the same as what grow in Fiji?
Yes.
And so you've taken what's been an ancient ritual and process for that process in Fiji, and you've brought it here to America.
We actually are not allowed to harvest here in the United States.
Okay.
Because in the United States, we've actually so damaged our red mangrove coastlines.
Oh, wow.
Through development mm-hmm. in Florida, for example, mm-hmm. that it's illegal to touch mangrove in Florida.
Wow. Okay.
So you actually... We don't have the indigenous practice. We don't have the knowledge, and therefore mm-hmm. we don't have the laws, mm-hmm. which would allow a safe, sustainable practice. I imagine we'll begin training that here in the United mm-hmm. States as our product reputation grows, which it is now going national.
So that means your product then has to be imported.
Yes.
Into the country.
The red mangrove ingredient does, yes. And then we blend with wonderful herbs from North Carolina.
I see. Okay.
Because North Carolina is the most biodiverse, botanically biodiverse area in all of North America. Asheville, that western North Carolina area.
Really?
Where a lot of folks from Flagler Beach go to have their mountain houses, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes. In fact, I learned, our research office is in Asheville, mm-hmm. that western North Carolina was the only place in the last three ice ages which was not cleared by ice. And so those plants are still a rich biodiverse resource. It's what the Cherokee knew for their wow. Native American medicines. And wow. now North Carolina is learning that an entire new industry can be grown by respecting all of that ancient knowledge.
So talk about that industry, because it sounds to me that this would tie very well into the environmental industry that's growing and continuing to evolve here in the country. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We have to all become aware mm-hmm. that human health is dependent on a healthy planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really, as a species, done a good job at that, as we all know. We can see what's happening with climate change. In fact, in North Carolina, they're losing native species dozens a year due to the increased temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't all really wanted to face that. But, for example, the temperature band here in the southeast that might used to have been labeled on a scale of 0 to 10 maybe a 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
in the Carolinas, for example, has now been labeled a 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much warmer it's getting. 0 wow. being coldest, 10 being hottest, and mm-hmm. we're losing plant species. So, yes, we've got to pay attention. But as we then now value this environmental set of resources, there are all new businesses emerging, mm-hmm. and especially a value on nutraceuticals, mm-hmm. sustaining the plants. There's now a federal germplasm institute, which actually is causing the DNA of 1,500 plants to be saved before they're gone completely mm-hmm. from the planet, so we can have those medicines from here in the South.
You know, one of the industries that we focus on here in Flagler County that we want to attract is, in fact, you know, an ecologically technology-based industry. It sounds
yes.
very much like what you are talking about, and it sounds like you're in the vanguard of that effort, particularly not just here in Flagler County, but here in the Southeast overall.
Yes, Southeast and now nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we care very much about Flagler County. You mm-hmm. opened with referring to my early roots here, mm-hmm. and that's why we've brought our sales office here, and we would like to expand more jobs here. And mm-hmm. as we cause more sales of these nutraceuticals to occur, we'll be bringing more jobs to Flagler County.
Great, great. Well, we're going to take a break and get a word in from our sponsors, and then we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my guest is Ted Anders. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen Weitzel, and we are here with Ted Anders, who is the co-founder and president of Nature's Nurse International Incorporated. Almost a tongue twister there. Mm-hmm. So, Ted, great discussion before we went out on break. And in this segment in our show, we generally like to talk about the premise that I have, the personal belief that I have that, you know, our success is really honed not by the easy flow of success where things just happen that tap into your core capabilities, but it's when we grow through our discomfort, through challenges and obstacles. And you seem to be shaking your head, so you concur with that. So let's talk about that and how that has been for you.
Okay. I work as an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
as well as having been involved in large government bureaucracies and corporations. I learned that earlier in my life, mm-hmm. that I didn't want to be part of those organizations. I was an astronaut training manager, for example, and I watched as my crew friends were killed on board Challenger.
Oh, wow.
Because of arrogant top-down bureaucratic decision making.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that really stimulated me to get out and put some techniques together in management training to help organizations become more entrepreneurial, more customer driven. So it's my nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last 20 or so years, I've actually worked all over the world helping move entrepreneurs forward from an idea into reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself have been doing that. An example would be this Nature's Nurse company, in that when I was traveling around the world, I rediscovered, to honor the indigenous people of Fiji, I rediscovered natural medicines that could really help Americans,
mm-hmm.
to provide antimicrobial solutions that we didn't have from our pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this obvious possibility to help increase and improve human health. Well, when you find something in another country and then say, I'm going to go and make it legal in the United States.
More than a notion.
Oh, my goodness. You might as well talk about climbing the Himalayas of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
mm-hmm.
first of all, a general ignorance of those particular mm-hmm. plants, and then the institutions that are in place in mm-hmm. our country to mm-hmm. make sure that their power over a particular market segment stays mm-hmm. in place.
Mm-hmm.
So, to take an idea and then say, I've got to craft it and hone it, and then I've got to communicate it to people in order to acquire investment funds to move it forward. So to be insulted and told, what a stupid idea, or you'll never make it with that, or the laws are against you, or the pharmaceutical companies are against you, or this and that and the other forces are against you. You must hold to a powerful vision. You have to have a powerful vision.
So how long has this journey been for you, Ted?
Well, I think when I state the answer, the listeners will understand how long you have to hold to a vision.
Yeah.
We started looking at this in the late 90s, 1997,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when I first went through the jungles on the islands of Fiji asking the grandmothers and the shamans, okay, what do you use for this health condition? What do you use for this health condition? And when I finally found this plant, we then took 2 or 3 years just to find out, I wonder if this is really safe. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this will really work. So I actually brought it home to my family and friends, and we used it and tried it and found out it does work. Mm-hmm. Well, then how do you get rights to actually harvest it? How are you going to work with a foreign government and learn all of their rules and the cultural rights and privileges? Mm-hmm. That took years. And then to bring it to the United States and make sure that it would be accepted legally, and then to move it through millions of dollars worth of investigation, research, and development. Then to have the laws change on you in the middle of having produced a final product, and then have the Bush administration having changed a law on an ingredient. And then have buyers in chain stores, if they can't make enough money from you, they won't put it on their shelves. Yeah. How do you get the word out? And on and on and on. So
what sustained you, Ted? I mean, it's been a 17-year journey, and you're not to the apex. You're not where you want to be with it. So that implies that there's more in this journey, okay?
There's more.
So what sustains you?
First of all, well, there are several things.
Okay.
First of all, a strong faith. And a faith, in this case, related to the fact that these natural plants are a divine gift, and we are stewarding them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to that climate change discussion. We have been given a beautiful garden to live on, and in faith, I believe it's our job to take care of it. It's also my training by my parents to have a humanitarian concern. My father was a minister, my mother a teacher, and a school principal, and generations of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're raised to be other-oriented and move social transformation forward if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of that. And then probably a tenacious personality that will not give up when I see a goal and I know it's valuable. So I think those are probably three factors.
Those are three important ones and very consistent with what we hear. So what's in front of you? I implied that the journey isn't over. So what do you see your next hurdles as being? What do you need to do now to get to the next level?
Again, another round of investment. That always happens for entrepreneurs.
Sure.
They go through phases of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, though, we have the opportunity to move our products into China.
Okay.
We have seen at Shanghai Children's Hospital, through donated product, children who have horrible recurring respiratory infections because of the poor quality of air in Chinese cities are breathing again. And now our product has actually, Respigard, has actually been used in post-surgical procedures for children that are overcoming multiple sclerosis.
But Ted, you know, you talked about, the hurdles of bringing it to this country, the regulatory issues,
the
powers that be issues. My wife and I lived in Shanghai for 3 years.
Okay, so you know.
So when you talk about now taking it to China, you're talking about, I would say, as unbelievable as it may seem to people, an even greater hurdle.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it has been, Howard, for the last 4 or 5 years. We've wanted to do this. And because of all those obstacles you've referred to or hinted about in China, we really couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just recently, because of the model of success of Amazon, the Chinese have done a version of that, and they've just made it legal for Chinese people to actually order American products directly online and have
their
delivered
Chinese
there.
Version of Amazon.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is going to open up all kinds of business opportunities for American entrepreneurs.
Now, that's that company that Amazon spun back off.
It's related.
It's related. They kept a piece of it, but they spun it back off so that this could be, so that this could in fact happen.
Yes.
You know, when I was there, I hired a fellow who was actually already working for me. He ran my Beijing region of the company at the time I was running the country of China for Xerox. And I wanted to move him from there to head up marketing to come down to headquarters in Shanghai. And it took me 4 months for him to be able to move just to get approval from the government for him to move.
Yes.
I mean, so trying to get things done there is extremely difficult. My best wishes to you.
Thank you very much.
So Ted, as we begin to wrap up here, and Kristen and I all often say we wish we had more time because I think this would be an interesting discussion. And I like to follow up with you and see how things progress. But from what you've learned and from both your experiences around the world, Atlanta, here, Virginia, and now back here again, and primarily speaking to the people of Flagler County and Volusia and St. John's counties, What would you say you have learned that beyond those three items are what you will use to take your business to the next level? What's going to be your, what I call, vector of differentiation? Not a differentiation between you and someone else, but a differentiation between what you've done yesterday and what you have to do tomorrow.
What a fascinating question. I would say, in order to move forward now, despite the way we've been treated by various organizations in the past, going ahead and continuing to trust and network with good-hearted folks who are out there also trying to make it happen. Just get out there and build strong teams, mutually respectful, diverse teams of folks that can get it done together. Strong, strong, positive teams.
People used to ask me when I would give speeches or discussions with various organizations, you know, when you're in an MBA class, for example, you know, you go in to do an interview, the students are taught to ask one question of the people who are there, and that's what's keep you up, what keeps you up at night? Because it's a good way to hear from a CEO or leader, you know, what is the biggest issue and what keeps you up causes them to really think about it. I did wake up the other night at 3 o'clock a.m. and what was on my mind? And I always say that the thing that always kept me up at night was talent acquisition and development. And if I could surround myself with the right set of people, and as Jim Collins says, and get them on the bus and then get them on the right seat on the bus, then success was assured. And I think that just paraphrases what I just heard from you.
There's massive creative talent in every human being. And if we can make them feel safe and respected, amazing outcomes occur.
And I think what you and the guests who we've had on the show from the Flagler County area, though we have had people from Detroit and Dallas and Philadelphia from on the show as well, but I think what you and others in this area demonstrate is that talent is here in Flagler County as well, and often is hidden. And I don't think we're doing the job we have to do to bring that talent out. And that's one of the challenges that differentiations that the county needs to do going forward is we have to figure out how to bring that talent to the surface.
It is here.
Okay. It is absolutely
definitely here.
And you certainly fit that definition. Ted Anders, co-founder of Nature's Nurse International and Incorporated. It's been great to have you on the show and thank you for coming, sir.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And now you're going to hear from our sponsors and we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And Kristen, we just finished our interview with our guest, Ted Anders, and I just keep saying this, but it gets more interesting and more interesting.
It's the things that you don't know we have here in Flagler County.
Absolutely.
I would have never known that we had someone that was manufacturing natural medicines from red mangroves in Fiji had I not run into this guy at a after-hours Chamber of Commerce function.
Yeah.
But I think he touched on a lot of things that I think are really important. And one is that whole the network of people. And we've heard that so many times from so many different people about how it's all about the people you surround yourself with and those people lifting you up and being motivators and positive people in your life. I think that that was really key to his success and his future success.
He talked about the three items, though.
He did. Faith, mm-hmm. his parents, mm-hmm. raising him to be socially oriented, and then his tenacity.
Mm-hmm. And I think that tenacity ties to that whole perseverance, you know, mm-hmm. That whole quick move through the open door, you know, being brisk, as I think somebody said.
And I think, too, like his parents and the faith and in the environment and taking care of the environment and how it's not just about yourself and about making yourself successful, but it's about taking care of those things that we're given here on earth, you know, the natural resources and those types of things and using those to be successful by taking care of them.
Well, this truly is a small world when here in Flagler Beach, I bump into someone who, is born and raised in Norfolk, Virginia, and then ended up being raised down here and now is back living here. The world has certainly gotten smaller and smaller. Now, he's very excited about doing business in China. I happen to know a little bit about that. So I think we're going to need to wrap up. As always, we seem to be running out of time. The diversity of experience and backgrounds of the people who we're bringing on board, we're finding to be extremely insightful and enlightening to us, and hopefully you're finding that to be the same. How can people participate in the dialogue, Kristen?
They can like us on Facebook. We're Howard Holley Presents, Holley.
Great. So we're going to close up now and hope that you have a fantastic Saturday. The best of luck to you in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. My name is Howard Holley, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
Have a blessed week.